Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11. This is letter number 3560, Baruch Hashem, the 17th of Sivan, Tovshin Tezvot, Brooklyn. Harav Agon, Harav Achosu, the Rebbe is addressing it to Shloime Sheyichya Matasov. You know, we've had many letters to him. He's in Morocco. So, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe writes to him, I received your letter 13th of Sivan, in which you write that you have finally fully settled in your new place in Casablanca. May it be the will, the Rebbe prays, from Hashem Yisborech, that you should increase, your territory should be increased with boys and girls, students, good students. You should see good results, good fruits in your efforts to educate them in a holy and a simple faith connection, a Torah education, a Hasidish Torah education. As far as Shiduchim that you write about him. So the Rebbe says, is there enough sufficient reason and a fitting reason according to Shulchan Aruch to prolong such a long time between the end of the Shidduch in general and to the time of marriage, to push off a marriage for a long time? Or this is just a custom without any foundation? So then the Rebbe says, if it's just a non-founded custom, you should try to negate that in a pleasant and a diplomatic way. Because in our days, who can say gira be'enoi? That's an expression that the great rabbis would say in the Yetzer Hara, gira be'enoi. You're teasing your eyes, in other words, you can tempt me as much as you want, and I ain't gonna fail by you. But when you have a shidduch going on between together, that's dangerous situation of not to, should get married as soon as possible. At least the Rebbe says to shorten the time by shidduchim of the Hasidim and those who belong to them. At least there shouldn't be long, shouldn't be a lengthy wait between the shidduch and the marriage. The Rebbe blesses them for success in the holy work, and signed by the Rebbe. So the Rebbe writes to him about his settling to Rabbi Matasov in Casablanca. As we spoke, we had his son-in-law live by us in Sharon. The Rebbe blesses him to be successful in the education and the seeing good results. But the Rebbe also talks to him about seeing to it that why are the in-between time between the time they'd agreed on the marriage and the marriage so long? If there is no good basis for that, the Rebbe says to try to annul that, take away that custom in a diplomatic way, in a pleasant way. But certainly by the Hasidim, that shouldn't be, and those who are connected, they should do the engagement, and the marriage should take place close in time. And the Rebbe's signature, Mem Schneerson.